Well, folks, we are finishing up the show with our inbox, and we are very privileged to have Dr. Carl Benzio, a member of our Physicians Resource Council and a psychiatrist by trade, to answer this question because it is a good one. Welcome, Dr. Carl.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Great to have you. All right. This listener says, I grew up being told that Christians should be happy and that I should be a good little girl. Now that I'm grown up and not always feeling very happy all the time, I have a hard time letting myself express negative emotions, or I go overboard and unleash the flow. What's the proper way to view negative emotions? How can I get a handle on this and not be afraid of blowing my top at inopportune moments?
Well, such a great question. You know, based on my professional and personal experience, this is probably the biggest issue that people have, and this sort of underlies all the struggles that we really have psychologically. If there is one skill that I can encourage parents to teach, is to help their kids understand and deal with their negative feelings. You know, why are these feelings so difficult for us? You know, we're taught growing up that if we have anxiety, sadness, depression, fear, we're weak, people are going to control us, we're a wuss, we can't handle things, and maybe even we're sinning if we have those. But if we look at the Bible, God and Jesus, you know, half the Old Testament, God is angry and jealous. You know, Jesus felt abandoned, felt forsaken, was anxious, wept on a couple of occasions, was anxious in the garden and sweating blood. So Jesus and God never sinned. So if they never sinned, but yet they had these feelings, what really is the role of these feelings? And so to me, I call them not negative, but uncomfortable feelings. So these uncomfortable feelings, I believe, are our warning system. You know, it's what God gave us and built into our system to let us know when there's something not going right, or when there's potential danger. When we're in the woods and we see a tiger, we should feel anxious, afraid. That lets us know, hey, there's something wrong here. There's something potentially dangerous. So usually when our reality doesn't match our expectations, we're going to have these uncomfortable feelings. So usually whenever there's something actually wrong, or there's something wrong with our perspective of a situation. So whenever my wife didn't make the hamburger the way I wanted to, you know, I had some angry feelings, but it wasn't because there was something really wrong. It was my perspective that was wrong in the situation. So that's one important thing to remember. It's our warning system, just like a red light on the dashboard. That red light isn't the problem. It's just warning me of a problem. So I need to embrace that red light and say, wow, thank God I have that red light to let me know that I'm almost about out of gas so I can stop at a gas station. The second important thing is it's not our decision-making system. So a lot of times we let our feelings become our decision makers. They're terrible decision makers. You know, whenever we're, you know, as a doctor, they don't let us operate on our kids because we'd be so emotionally involved, we wouldn't be able to see the situation accurately. You know, they say, you know, you see red with anger or green with envy, or even love is blind. You know, emotions distort our ability to see things clearly. So as I try to work with myself and managing my own emotions, or work with patients, you know, what helps me is thinking that I have two volume buttons in my head. One volume button for my emotions and the other volume button for my thinking. And Jesus is the only person that can have them both cranked at the same time. So when my emotional volume is high, that means my thinking volume is low. But when my emotional volume is high with anxiety, sadness, fear, that's when I want to solve the problem and do something. But that's usually when I'm thinking the worst, and so I shouldn't solve it. And so that's whenever athletes choke, is when their emotional volume is high, they're not able to think, and they're not able to execute the play in the situation. We do the same thing, whether as parents or with friends or in our own life. We're trying to solve problems when our emotional volume is high, but we're not able to think very clearly at that time. So as we try to figure out, well, then how do we manage these feelings? First is don't be afraid of them. Don't stuff them. You know, those negative feelings, uncomfortable feelings are good. You know, they're that warning system that God gave you. So, you know, when my daughter comes up to me and says, Dad, I'm angry with you, I go, oh, that's great, Dominique. I'm glad you're, you know, you have those feelings. Your warning system is working. It's letting you know that something's not going right. If there's something you're doing wrong, I'm sure you'd want to fix it. If there's something I'm doing wrong, I want to fix it. That's awesome. I was never greeted that way when I said, hey, Mom or Dad, I'm angry with you about something. So don't cover them up. Don't try to suppress them. Try to develop your radar system so that you can notice them when they're just a 1 out of 10 or a 2 out of 10. That usually means the problem that you're getting warned about is only a 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10 and a lot easier to solve. So many times we're taught to stuff our feelings that we don't acknowledge them until they're an 8 or a 9, and that means the problem is a big whopper problem that's more complicated and complex to solve. certainly whenever we feel those feelings, we want to soothe first. So let's soothe, whatever that is. It could be as simple as counting to 10. Mm-hmm. Could be splashing water on your face. That's what I do sometimes. Mm. Could be just going for a jog, doing some physical activity. Could be some Bible passages about David and Goliath, Daniel in the lion's den, Jesus dying on the cross that just allow me a sense of peace, a sense of calming and soothing, so then I can start to look behind that red light on my dashboard and say, well, what's the problem that I'm getting warned about? Because this feeling isn't going to go away until I do something actually about the problem. Mm-hmm. So once I start to problem solve, then that feeling will go away and dissipate. Mm-hmm. So the big thing is, don't be afraid of your feelings. You know, mm-hmm. they're God-given. They're a blessing to you. We just haven't been taught very well in our society how to embrace them, how to acknowledge them, what they really mean to us as a great warning system so that we can move forward and use them in a very valuable way in our life.
Yeah, that's a great strategy. Thank you so much for weighing in on that. All right, folks, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org with your own question, and we will get to it in the future. Otherwise, we'll see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.